Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of the campaigning 3 months ago. Merkel's ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right Alternative for Germany party surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters had forecast. Peter Maciejczak is head of the political analysis at the Berlin-based Forsa Institute.
The complaint we are facing boring campaigns is very old. If you look at 1976, we already had this complaint. And I do not think that there is a longing among the electorate for debates like Trump versus Clinton or the debates between Le Pen and Macron in France. I think people in Germany, as far as we see, are more consensus-oriented and would not really appreciate negative campaigning.
AfD co-leader Iles Vivel said millions of voters entrusted them with the task of constructive opposition work, Merkel joining predecessors Helmut Kohl, Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellors to win four terms. Travelers to the United States from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will now face new restrictions under a revised travel ban. An order that has just been signed by President Trump, U.S. officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with Washington. U.S. says it's carried out a half dozen airstrikes on a suspected Islamic State desert camp in Libya, killing 17 militants. Military says the camp is located about 240 kilometers southeast of Sirte, a northern coastal city in an IS stronghold. This is VOA News.